It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? This is the only Survivor podcast. My name is Jake Scheidel. Each week I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how you doing today?
Jake, what was your idea for the Joey podcast?
Okay, now you want to talk about it. So, it's called now Justice Joey, : a kangaroo court.
Well, okay, why is it called that? Is it called that because it was a thing that you thought was funny that you came up with?
100%.
How does that apply to the podcast?
Well, I imagine that on Joey has to, he has some conundrum, and he takes one side and somebody takes another side, and then Justice Joey, a kangaroo court, we debate.
And is it a kangaroo court because there's no judge?
No, because Joey is a baby kangaroo.
Oh, okay.
It's a really clever joke, and it's fucking lost.
Maybe too clever by half, some would say. I don't know. Back to the drawing board, Jake.
Well, you know, very good at illustrating. Took a lot of art classes in high school. It's the only A's I got. A for art.
Yep.
Did you?
They gave everyone an A in those classes because that's what. My brain stopped working there because that's what it stands for.
Yeah, A for art. I got an F in fart class.
Again, not a qualitative grade. It's just.
They give me the grade
for what the class
is. If you fart in class, you get an F in that class, and that class becomes fart class.
Only one person may win fart class. Everyone else fails.
Thomas, did you watch, speaking of only one person can win, did you watch Sam Mundell Survivor last night?
I did watch it.
Great stuff. This week's episode was called This Is My Time. I think decent episode title.
Yeah.
But as we always say, when you point one finger at someone else...
This is my time. I thought this wasn't Survivor Triple H. Triple H had a theme called My Time at one point.
Yeah. When you're pointing one finger at someone else, you're pointing three back at yourself. That's what I was trying to say. This is our 250th episode. So we're going to look back at our last 25 episode titles. Number two, do you remember any of them off the top of your head?
No.
Great. Okay, so this is going to be fun. Number 225 is, they're arresting you for being bad at podcasting.
Yeah, well, that's...
that's a good thesis statement, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, I think that really is, you know, put that on your tombstone. But unfortunately, they have not yet arrested you for being bad at podcasting.
They'll say Jake Scheidel, 1991 to 2021. And then there will be it'll say they're arresting you for being bad at podcasting and a QR code to this episode.
Jake, you know what I want on my tombstone?
Pepperoni.
Okay, fuck you. How dare you? How dare you undercut my bit?
Number 226 is there isn't always pizza, but often there is pizza. Speaking of tombstones.
What was that in reference to? Was that, I think that was me talking. I think it was me talking about a reward, yeah.
Number 227, we're living in the opposite of prison break. Who knew that would still be the case?
Yeah. No disputes are resolved by someone fighting to the death.
228, I drink Alka-Seltzer for fun now. We're old people now, so that's something. I drink Alka-Seltzer for fun now. I think pretty good.
That's okay.
Yeah.
We can do better. I think that's like a C-, see me after class kind of thing.
Yeah. I got a lot of experience.
Not your best
with that.
Work.
Thanks. This one, I think, is our number one for this grouping. Tough live, tough laugh, yep. Tough love.
Yep, that one's pretty good. Weird how all the really good ones are ones that I say.
Yeah, I feel weird, like, writing down my own, like, things I say myself.
You're like Chris Klein in the movie Election, where he's like, well, it would be gauche to vote for myself
exactly.
in this election.
I'm only voting for Tracy Flick.
Yeah, and who am I but Tracy Flick?
speaking of you, Thomas, number 230 is, you can Thomas. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds like, I never write down any of my own things, because I think...
But sometimes you don't come up with a good episode title, and, like, I'm lost for one.
It'd be rude.
This one's pretty good. 231, 7 days without a Disney movie makes 1 week.
It's
pretty good. 232, Columbo Night in America. Great stuff.
Still going on. Yeah. It's still Columbo Night in America, folks.
Every night. 233.
It's Columbo Morning in America.
If Denise wins, the whispering is over. That's yeah, fine.
Yeah, I think that's the worst one of the ones that we've done so far.
I think so, too. Number 234. It's raw toading it.
Yep, that's me. Once again, another winner from Tom.
235. You can't train an old cop new tricks. That's still true.
Yeah.
I mean. 236. Survivor All-Stars 2. It's fine.
Yeah.
Survivor.
That was a description of us doing the simulated season.
Yeah, right? I mean yeah. Simulated season. I just do the name of the season we yeah. decide.
Look, we're still chasing that high from Brains Beauty Brawn. So
it's definitely the best one.
I don't
one.
Think we'll ever reach that height again.
237 was decent. Survivor versus Project Runway.
Yep.
Oh, why not? 238, 2 pounds of shit and a 5 pound sloth.
Yep.
Solid. 239 is strong, I think. Defund the police and publicly fund a screen big enough yeah. for the Gemini Man. Yep.
I would say that that is our best bit of the year.
It's not a bit. It's real.
Well,
I want
yeah,
it to
I'm
happen.
Sorry. Yeah, we sincerely want that to happen.
It's 240.
Lori Lightfoot, get on it.
Don't get me started. I left.
More like Lori Heavyfoot, because...
Thomas, do you even want to... Do you know... Her nickname is Lori Liefoot, because she lies all the time.
Oh, that's better than what I said.
No, Lori Heavyfoot, that's really clever.
Yeah, because she's got her foot on the necks of Chicago.
True. Where were we? 240. Zoomers don't know the first thing about adulting. Don't I know?
Yeah. Please don't come at. Please don't make fun of us, Zoomers.
241. Brent McBride: a fantastic swimmer and diver.
Yep.
I did look up who
hero to all diabetics, Brent McBride.
I did look up after that episode who that guy actually was, and then immediately forgot again.
Yep. He was well. I think all we need to know is that he was a fantastic swimmer and diver.
He was definitely both of those things.
Yeah. Despite his ailment.
This one is, I think, a big debate. Probably the biggest debate since we had, since Ko Rong, when we argued for 15 minutes about Caleb's medevac.
Oh, God, yeah, where we, like, actually got mad at each other?
Yeah. 242, do you want credit for not rooting against somebody because their yeah. dad has cancer?
This one was a much more easily resolved thing, because one of us was very clearly in the right, and one of us was very clearly in the wrong.
My initial point was it seems lazy when the editors try to do that for like every single person yeah. they want to make a hero.
Yeah, you just phrased it in a dumb way that yeah. made you sound like a real jerk.
Yep, that's fair. 243 I think is strong. We're all married to Jeremy and we're never getting divorced.
It's a fact. He's a wife guy to America. He's mm-hmm. America's wife guy.
244. Fellas, is it gay to have a loved one?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Great title.
245, pretty much exactly like Toto. Great stuff, too. 246, I think is good for only me and you. It's OJ with Chappie.
Yeah, OJ with Chappie. That was for us.
That's
sometimes
for
you
us.
Just gotta give yourself a present
yeah.
with the titles.
It's a callback to a saved file of Prince mm-hmm. of Persia from 20 years ago.
Yep.
Great stuff. 247, I really like. Who Said It Live with Andy Serkis?
Yep, pretty good.
248, Why Would This Horse Respect Me? I'm a Child. Pretty good.
Yeah.
And finally, last week, we had 249, Vase Ventura, Pet Detective.
Listen, I know that there's some recency bias here, but I am going all in on Vase Ventura, Pet Detective.
I think the best one is probably Tough Live, Tough Left to Flow.
I do like that one a lot, too.
Do we want to call in Patrick?
Patrick!
Patrick, we need your
we're getting my roommate in to decide. We need a tie-breaking vote.
You're the deciding vote.
The two finalists for titles for podcasts. Patrick, say hello to everyone.
Hi, I'm Patrick.
Patrick is an attorney, which means that he has as a registered officer of the court, he is entitled to mitigate these disputes. We're into arbitration now. Okay. So the title.
Do you want to say yours and I'll say mine?
Yeah, okay. So my title is Vase Ventura Pet Detective, like a vase that you would put flowers in.
Okay.
The one I want is Tough Live, Tough Laugh, Tough Love.
Okay. Can I ask questions?
Please. Yes.
What's up with the vase?
There was a challenge with a vase in it.
Yeah.
So Tom and I said, "What do you think this challenge is called?" It was called Vase Off, and Thomas yeah, guessed it was Vase Ventura Pet Detective.
He was like, it was named after a movie from the 90s, so my answer was, of course, Vase Ventura Pet Detective, and then I stopped and corrected myself and said, Vase Ventura 2, When Nature Calls.
Okay. What's the background for Tough Live, Tough Laugh, Tough Love?
That was several months ago. I don't remember.
Yeah. Okay. I think it was in reference to somebody providing tough love to someone else. So I said, Tough Live, Tough Laugh, Tough Love. The important thing is that I did the bits for both of these. Yeah.
Okay. I was worried I was about to have to betray my good friend Tom.
No, I'm going to win either way.
You still can betray him by voting for the one I want to win.
I gotta go with Tough Live, Tough Laugh, Tough Love.
It's just better, right?
It's good. It's a good title.
Vase Ventura Pet Detective is a close number, too, though.
Yeah.
They're both very good. And also, I would like to add that I heard you talking about election earlier, and I would also add that in the film Welcome to Mooseport, it was also... it was also a plot point that it was gauche to vote for yourself in the mayoral election.
This is a podcast where the dumb political comedy we talk about is swing vote, not welcome to Mooseport. Your welcome to Mooseport bits are not welcome to Mooseport on this podcast. So this will be your last appearance on the show.
Thanks for the vote, but you actually are banned from this podcast now.
We will be bleeping Patrick's name anytime that he's brought up.
Yeah, you can still say your roommate, but you can never use
if
his
name.
If
I say it's getting bleeped.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
You're in the likes of
you have been unpersoned along with and the John Cena is not unpersoned, but the show John Cena's part has been on person.
Yeah.
And is there anything else that gets picked out?
There's
oh yeah. the fantastic Bud Light slogan we all love.
For some reason Thomas has an issue with so that's bleeped.
has been bleeped out.
And from SNL.
Yeah, is also, but that's because we don't want him to do Instagram stories about us.
Which apparently happens. Thomas follows
Well, before,
Instagram, apparently.
Before I go, just to solidify my place as an unperson, I want to say that I'm proud to have achieved the modern version of the Damnatio Memoriae, erased from all of the tablature.
Yeah. Any pictures of us, I'm going to do the Joseph Stalin thing where you get edited out of them. You are my Trotsky.
I'm proud of
Enjoy
this.
Enjoy it. You're going to have people trying to sell newspapers with your face on them for a dime that no one will buy.
It's better than what I was doing. So
yeah. You've been immortalized.
Thanks, Patrick.
Right, thank you. Yes, thank you, Patrick.
All right. So we start off at camp. Keith explains his positive mental attitude. I like that. I think that's...
It was great. The whole thing was great. Yeah, he did, however, say that he was confident. And he followed that up with PMA, positive mental attitude. But yes.
Yeah. I think PMA is great. I'm going to try to keep that in my mental space going forward. Natalie and Jacqueline
PMA,
have a big fight about...
PMA. Poke my asshole.
I feel like you're just trying to get a good episode title in for 275 now. Natalie and Jacqueline have a big fight about John at the reward challenge. They have to unspool rope, build a bridge, and toss some sandbags. The winner receives an advantage in the next immunity challenge. This challenge was done first in Guatemala, then Nicaragua, San Juan del Survivor, Second Chances, and most recently on David vs. Goliath. Do you remember this challenge, the first challenge they did?
I do. I like when I nod when I'm talking to you. Right? Like, the listeners are definitely going to pick up on that. But I'm a big fan of... anytime that they're throwing little sandbags at blocks.
Yes. I like that too. It's always good. What would you call this challenge? I don't think you're gonna get anywhere close to the two names it said.
Rock Around the Block.
Not bad. It has had two names. One is Money Box.
Yes, of course.
Sure.
When I saw this, I thought this is a real Money Box situation. It was like when we were watching the Wish Child episode of MacGyver, and it was like, oh, you got a classic Wish Child situation going on here. We all know.
The other title of this challenge has been Pole Dancing. Couldn't tell you why. Was there a pole in the challenge?
No, there was a pole in a different one.
Yeah, I didn't understand why that was the case, but apparently, according to Survivor Wiki, That's the name of it. Keith wins and sends Jacqueline to exile. Then in exile, Jacqueline has a really bad time. Back at camp, Keith gets to practice the immunity challenge. Do you think this is too much of an advantage?
First, I would like to say that I got very excited because I thought it was Samotion, and then it wasn't. It was
same
similar.
Thing happened to me.
It was similar to Samotion, but like it wasn't Samotion. Two, I kind of like. I think it's probably too much of an advantage, but like he won the thing where the reward was specifically an advantage. So like I got no problem with that.
It does feel a lot like a producer's hand to be like, we can't have Keith go out next, so let's do whatever we can to not have him go out.
Well, and Keith easily could have lost that first challenge. Like, that was a tough challenge he won, so he should get a real reward.
Yeah, definitely. At the immunity challenge, Missy points out that she fashioned Rocker's shoe that he left into a shoe for herself and her cast. So that was fun. They have to maneuver a ball through this challenge, through some obstacles. I like this challenge.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Not exactly Samotion, but still fun.
No, it's different. It requires different skills from the stuff that they normally do.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
Yeah.
It's nice all about balance and patience.
Patience with that kind of thing, especially for people that have been eating 100 calories worth of rice a day. It's like, it's pretty cool to see them have to do that.
Yeah. This was the first time this challenge has been done. It has since been done only in Game Changers. What would you call this challenge? I just saw the real name of it. It's very funny.
Oh, God. I'm going to say Man in the Box.
What is that a reference to?
The Alice in Chains song, Man in the Box.
You're actually not far off with Alice in Chains. It has had one name, and that one name is Spoon Man.
Oh, Spoon Man. I guess there's a spoon involved. I was in the going in the right direction talking about grunge.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I just bought the song Spoon Man on Rock Band 4 DLC not too long ago, because it was on the game Rock Band 2, and I didn't have access to it for a while. It's a fun song to play.
Do you still play Rock Band regularly?
Of course I do.
Okay. I haven't played that game in so long.
Rock Band Forever.
Oh, is that what the fourth one was called?
No. It's just called Rock Band 4. It would be really funny if it was Forever, though.
Yeah. But, like, the number 4.
Yeah. Ever. No, I busted out a sick drum sesh earlier this week.
That's nice. Keith wins Spoon Man. Keith is the Spoon Man. Camp.
Mike Mitchell who? Keith is the Spoon Man. That's for all the Doughboys fans out there.
Love it. At camp, Natalie tells Keith, you're good with balls. Great stuff. Hilarious joke from Natalie. Everybody expects Jacqueline to be the next out. Baylor tells Natalie to play her idol for Missy. What were you expecting going into this first tribal council? With Keith safe and Natalie safe?
I think Natalie... I could tell that Natalie thought things were maybe a little too comfortable with the Baylor. I think she was starting to question whether the Baylor-Missy alliance was the right way to go. Mm-hmm. And especially with Baylor just straight up being like, oh, don't play your idol for yourself. Like, play it for my mom.
Yeah.
I think she was like, I'm not in charge here.
Yeah, I think she recognized, like, even if she is close with Missy and Baylor, like, she's still the third banana in that. And she's like, I need to carve out a place for my own game.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she did a good job of that. Jacqueline says at Tribal Council that she can't trust anyone. Obviously, she had just watched Gymkata before.
She watched Gymkata, yeah.
Missy says she's pretty confident about the idol situation, quote unquote. They vote, and then Natalie gets up and asks Jack, did you vote for who I told you to vote for? Thomas.
Great, wonderful moment.
I've been waiting for 3-4 months, however long it's been since we decided to do this this season. For that moment in particular, because it's just the most satisfying idol play I think ever. Well, maybe Parvs and Heroes vs. Villains was more satisfying, but this was definitely up there. She plays her idol for Jacqueline. Jacqueline gets 3 votes, and Baylor gets 2, so Baylor goes home. That's great.
It was great. I also appreciated that Baylor was just like, I'm not mad.
Yeah.
Like, it was a good move.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the game. That's always the best way to go out.
Baylor played a good game. She didn't really do anything to get eliminated. She just it was her time.
Yeah, wrong place, wrong time. They go to the next immunity challenge. They have to collect puzzle pieces, do some obstacles, and then do a puzzle and figure out a combination lock. Classic challenge. It's been done in Borneo, then again in Amazon, Cook Islands, Token Teens, South Pacific, Blood vs. Water, San Juan del Survivor, Second Chance, Edge of Extinction, and most recently at Winners in War. Did you like this challenge?
Yeah. I mean, for this kind of challenge, I thought it was cool. I like having to go back down to look at the combination numbers at the end of it.
Mm-hmm. I like any challenge that forces them to have, like, multiple elevations.
Yep, it's a four-story high thing, too. It was, like, windy up there. There's just a lot of cool stuff with it. For like, the compound challenges, they can get kind of generic. This one at least distinguished itself, which is
definitely
good.
What would you call this challenge?
I'm going to say Head Like a Pole.
Mmm. It's been called Out on a Limb, Compass Ropes, Tarantula, Lay of the Land, L-E-I, Rise to It, Giant Tick, Slide On, and this time it was called Temple of the Dog.
Oh, God.
Isn't that a song, too?
Yeah, that is. Well, Temple of the Dog was a grunge supergroup.
Oh, right.
They did the song Hunger Strike, which sucks and is boring.
Why are there so many grunge references this season?
That's just what they decided to do, I guess. But yeah, it had Chris Cornell from Soundgarden, who also did Spoon Man, which we just discussed, and like Eddie Vedder was in it, and then there were like some other grunge people that were in it.
Nice. So Jacqueline wins the grunge challenge back at camp.
From behind, too. Yep. It looked like she wasn't even going to be able to do it physically, and she crushed the puzzle and got a second wind and pulled it off. It was really neat.
Yeah, definitely. Back at camp, Keith argues for himself. Jacqueline asks Missy if she'd vote against Natalie. Were you nervous for Natalie at this point?
No.
If Missy had been smart, she would have voted out Natalie.
Yeah, she should have, but...
At Tribal Council, Natalie says everybody likes Keith. Keith says that Natalie's got a bunch of votes on the jury. And then they vote, and everybody votes for Keith. I mean, yeah, why not?
Yep.
Back at camp, they have their feast. Natalie says that she's happy to make it this far without Nadia. Jacqueline talks about wanting to start a family. And then I don't remember Missy having a final talking head.
No, I don't remember. Maybe she did, but I certainly don't remember what she talked about if she did.
Yeah. And then, before Final Tribal Council, we do have to discuss the wildlife shot.
Alive!
Yeah!
So we got a snake, we also got the Mexican hairy dwarf porcupine, which we talked about earlier this season, the mimosa butterfly, the howler monkey, the capuchin monkey, brown-throated sloth, Mexican mouse opossum, black tanosaur, and we've talked about all of these this season. What we have not talked about yet is the Galapagos shearwater.
All right.
They have dark upper bodies. They're birds. They have dark upper bodies and white underbodies.
Underbellies.
Sure. But my notes say underbodies, so I'm going to...
One Nation underbodies.
That's what I'm voting for. They're about 30 centimeters long with a wingspan of 63 centimeters. They eat with other birds over the surface of the water. They eat fish and squid, live in the Galapagos Islands, but can be found as far as Oaxaca in Mexico. And that's all I know about the Galapagos Shearwater. But
Galapagos Shearwater would be like a cool band name.
Yeah.
Shearwater, you probably shorten it to Shearwater at some point.
Hmm. Okay. Maybe a grunge band.
That's pretty it's pretty similar. Wasn't the band in, the fake band in Almost Famous called like Stillwater or something like that?
I haven't watched Almost Famous in so long.
It's been a long time.
I assume you're right.
Yeah, if I ever watch it again, I'm definitely going to watch the director's cut where they there's a scene where they listen to Stairway to Heaven in its entirety and it just shows all of the characters reacting to it. The most Cameron Crowe scene that's ever been
shot. Why would they do that?
Because they're just like, they love just experiencing music and like the new, just being a kid and like hearing a song, man.
The only good...
Cameron Crowe is such a dork.
The only good movie about music, fictionalized music, is School of Rock. And that's a fact.
I mean, I think Almost Famous is good. I just think that, like, the person that edited it was like, hey, Cameron Crowe, you're a big dork. I'm going to get this out of here because, like, it's better for everyone if I do that. And then Cameron Crowe was like, that'll never happen to me again. And then he made Elizabethtown and We Bought a Zoo.
Oh, he did We Bought a Zoo,
He did We Bought a Zoo.
Great flick. Then we get into Final Tribal Council. In Missy's opening statement, she says, this jury is as important as the jury on a murder trial. Do you agree with that?
That was hilarious. I was like, we're off to a terrible... The worst start anyone's had since Angelina.
Jacqueline says she's always been fighting. Natalie says she outwitted, outplayed, and outlasted better than anyone.
Did you like, by the way, that every time they cut to Alec, his mouth was just agape and he looked like a complete moron?
Yeah, I thought that was really funny.
That's his default face, is just that slack-jawed idiot.
Speaking of Alec, he asks Natalie what her biggest move was, and she says voting him out, which I would agree with. That really got the ball rolling there.
Well, it wasn't just that she did it, it was that she was able to convince John and Jacqueline that she was still on their side afterwards.
Yes. What I really liked about Alec's question was when he tucked the ear, or his hair behind his ears, they did a little quiet little cymbal crash. Yeah. It was very funny. I love little moments like that. Jeremy gives a big speech for Natalie. I mean, that had to win her the game.
Yeah, I appreciated that he was just like, I'm not going to ask a question. I'm just I already know who I'm voting for. Mm-hmm. And, you guys should also vote for Natalie. Because she balled out.
She really did. And then Reed gives his speech.
Oh, I loved it. I was so happy. I felt bad for Baylor, but I was so happy because she fucking deserved this.
I don't think... this speech is very good. To
really?
Be honest. That's my hot take on Reed's
Tribal
Council speech. I got it. I got the message.
It went on a little too long.
That's what I was going to say. It was verbose, and honestly, kind of undeserved.
It was a little self serving, but I think the core of it was correct. I think Missy very much liked to believe that she was like a motherly presence, but she was very much just like. Honestly, she was coasting off of other players, including her own daughter.
Yeah.
Baylor had a much better game than she did, which is why Baylor got voted out before she did, because Baylor was a threat to win.
Who do you think would win in a Baylor-Missy-Keith Final Three?
I still think... The thing is, I think Baylor would have had a stronger game without Missy being in the Final Three with her.
You think so?
I think that Keith can basically be like, hey, I made it here on my own, whereas these two need each other the entire time.
I think Keith would win that.
Yeah,
his whole alliance on that bench.
Keith could basically just be like, look, I got along pretty well with everybody, but I was never really in any alliance, and I still was able to get here on my own.
Yeah.
And it's like, I completely outperformed anyone's expectations. Nobody would have expected me to do well in challenges, and I did. I've never played the game before. All Keith has to say is, I don't know anything about this game, and I managed to put it together and, really become a good player.
Yeah, I think he could definitely make that argument. So they vote. Missy gets a vote from Baylor. Jacqueline gets a vote from John and Reed. Natalie gets the rest of the votes. Do you know why Reed voted for Jacqueline over Natalie?
Didn't he say... when he was talking to Jacqueline, or was that Josh that was talking to Jacqueline that was like, I knew I couldn't really get you in our alliance, but I still really wanted to? Or did Reed say that?
I know Reed said, I wrote down Reed's whole speech. He says, Nat loved watching you, Jack loved getting to know you.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think he said with Jacqueline, I knew that it was going to be a really tall order to get you to vote with us, but I still thought it was worth trying because I liked you and I thought you were a good player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring them back.
Anyway, why? Was it something to do with Natalie getting him out or what?
Oh, he didn't want Missy to take second place.
Oh, good for him. Good for him. Honestly,
he was so sure Natalie would win. He was like, I'm going to vote for Jack so that she takes the second place prize over Missy.
That's honestly, I am here for that.
I know, it's great.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I love her for that. Speaking of...
Also, Jacqueline deserves second place over Missy. Period.
Oh, definitely.
Period.
Yeah, 100%. Special edition of the challenge chunk, Thomas. Wouldn't bring it up unless it was... it concerned San Wandel Survivor. The season 36 cast... is quarantining in LA right now for the challenge. And it includes alternates, so nothing is guaranteed yet. that they're like on this season or anything. But I do have to ask you who you might expect is on the potential cast for season 36 of The Challenge.
Is it someone from San Juan del Survivor?
Well, Thomas, if you recall, over the last year we did do the year of Sandra. Over the last 6 months, maybe it's the year of somebody else. Who's been in the show that we've watched over the last 6 months? Been on both seasons we've watched over the last 6 months. And is going to be on The Challenge pretty soon, potentially.
Is it Jeremy?
It's not Jeremy. It's another winner from San Juan del Survivor.
Is it Natalie?
It's Natalie.
Wow!
Natalie's on.
Natalie is really built for The Challenge, honestly. Mm-hmm.
I think she's going to dominate.
She'll be great, too, because she's just not going to fall for any of the, like, social bullshit. No, like, she's not a person you can get with that.
She's so smart. Yep. She's going to see through all their dumb bullshit. Like, all Johnny's dumb bullshit.
Yep.
But is smart enough to be able to work with it. Like, Johnny Bananas, I think, could be her John Mish in this game.
Yes.
Which would be really fun to watch. Because I can see her aligning with him, like, knowing who he is. And then just, like, taking him out whenever she wants.
Yeah.
She is not the only person from Survivor on this cast. So is Jay.
Sure.
Jay's
back.
Jay's back. And everybody says Jay's the best rookie they've had. Maybe ever. So.
You know why? It's because Survivor is a... Like, The Challenge is, like, a very physically intense game, but, like, Survivor is so much more nuanced that, like, you're going to a dumbed-down version of it, basically. As long as you're not just, like, a drunk asshole all the time, like, you can really, like, work with people.
Yeah. Leroy's also on this upcoming cast, which is good, because he was not on Total Madness, and he was very much missed. A couple other names that you might be excited about on this cast. Lolo Jones.
Oh my god, Lolo Jones is going to be fucking horned all the time, yeah, trying to get a husband.
I think she's the first person from the Champs vs. Stars series to make the transition. Not the only professional athlete to be on this next cast, because so is Leo Rush.
Oh my, really? Yeah. Wow, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, so this next season is going to be real interesting. I don't know how...
Fucking Buck Wild, I might have to watch it.
Yeah, the cast looks really, really good. So that's... I mean, that's supposed to start shooting in the next couple weeks. So it should be out soon enough. You can follow us on Twitter at DYWSLN. That's the initials of the show. Jake Scheidel is my Twitter handle. JS are my initials. JTS, my full initials. Thomas.
You can follow me at TomNotTom.
TNT, you know drama.
Yeah, I TBS, very funny. That's what people are always saying about my Twitter account. We can go over the review.
Sure.
5 stars only. They'll ban you from the iOS or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you or the Apple Store.
No, they're gonna ban you from iOS. You can never use your phone again.
You can't use your phone again. If you give us less than 5 stars, yeah. We have a deal with Tim Apple about that. And the review that you must give is: this is my favorite podcast. I like it better than all of the other podcasts. I give it a big thumbs up.
Yep, great.
Oh wait, sorry, I'm not done.
Okay.
Fuck.
Okay, great. It's going to take a long time to edit this episode.
Yeah, sure will. Have fun with that.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Next week, San Juan del Survivor is over. So we are starting a new show. A show called Kid Nation.
Kid Nation.
It's been it's a great show, I'm sure. All 13 episodes have been uploaded to YouTube by somebody named Mike Sparrow. Not available on CBS All Access. Yeah. I did check.
We will be watching Kid Chasin' Jason's Kid Chasin' Nation.
I don't want to commit to all 13 episodes, but I'm definitely committing to the first one.
Yeah,
if it's miserable, we can just
quit. We at least gotta watch it.
Yeah. So we'll watch the first episode next week. It is called I'm Trying to Be a Leader Here. What do you think of that episode title?
I think it's really funny to imagine a child saying it.
Well, we will see next week on Kid Nation.
Let's watch the show that launched 1,000 lawsuits.
Can't wait. All right, have a great quarantine.
Deuces. Give blood, but you may find the blood is not enough. Give blood, and there are some who say it's not enough.
we're counting down.
What was the point of that? The point of the countdown is you do the thing after the countdown.
Yeah, but we haven't counted down in years. You just do it.
Well, 3, 2, 1.
Okay. You want to hear my idea for the Fresh Jelly podcast?
Shut the fuck up!
We did it.